This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Timing is everything.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Seems we've been hearing a lot about these stress test results that are set to be made public today after the stock market closes and with full knowledge that a digestion period will be necessary. The idea of the tests, of course, was to ensure the nation's largest banks could handle the worst of the worst economic fallout. But given the porous nature of our nation's capital, the news is somewhat anticlimactic. From Washington, here's Tamara Keith.
The news has been drip, drip, dripping out for days. Bank of America will need $34 billion. Wells Fargo, Citibank, and others will need to raise substantial cash. Chase and Goldman handled their spin on the financial treadmill just fine. Well, today it's out with the unconfirmed reports and in with the official results. And Scott Talbot with the Financial Services Roundtable, an industry group, says banks will be jumping to action.
You can't say Bank X will need $5 billion, thank you, good night. They have to then say, here is our plan for raising that capital.
He says they've been working on those plans for a while and will have something to say in the hours after the results are released.
Even if it's an outline to show that they are on top of it, they're planning ahead, you want to end on a positive note.
Banks told they need a bigger buffer will have 6 months to raise the capital. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Yeah, investors have been in a buying mood lately. The Dow gained more than 100 points yesterday, about 1.25% to close at 85.12. The NASDAQ up slightly, about 0.25%. The S&P 500 up about 1.75%. Today, Asian markets had quite the jolt. The Nikkei came back strong, adding 4.5% after being closed for 3 days. Right now, European markets are up by more than 1%. Earnings reports today. Consumer products giant Unilever, maker of Dove soap and Ben & Jerry's ice cream, said profits fell 45% in the first quarter. And game maker Nintendo played to an annual profit gain of 8.5%, no doubt helped by its hit Wii and DS game machines. We're set to hear the weekly jobless claims report later this morning. And then, of course, tomorrow there's that big Labor Department April unemployment announcement. We're not expecting anything near magical, but there is one place that's hiring, the Pentagon. They're looking to pick up 20,000 more workers to help control costs, jobs and acquisitions, auditing, and contract management, among others.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America, committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. American Public Media presents A Better Life, Creating the American Dream, supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
It can be a small fortune to install solar panels on your house. It takes years to pay that money back. So now imagine if the utilities had to buy any extra power you generated. Congress is tackling that option later today. And from the Sustainability Desk, here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Billy Jo Swanson's solar panels generate more than enough power for her house and her stable of horses. The extra energy goes back to San Diego Gas and Electric for free.
SDG is making out like big.
Swanson would rather she made out big. John Wellinghoff is the chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
I absolutely think she should be paid at the full retail rate.
A Senate committee is considering the idea today. Wellinghoff says enough people like Swanson and utilities wouldn't have to build more big conventional plants. States like Washington, California, and Maine might require utilities to pay for excess power. Major utilities are against that. For now, the federal government backs the same incentives it always has.
Congress's best vehicle is tax credits.
Or Wellinghoff says low-interest loans to encourage more people to buy alternative energy systems. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
This will help get your breakfast to click and help your pocketbook, too. Seems there are quite a few folks going the route of backyard chicken coop. Owners say hens churn out delicious fresh eggs for just a few bucks a week. But we're not talking rural Ohio or the hollers of Virginia. How about downtown Philly, where having chickens is against the law? Our wingman Joel Rose reports.
At first glance, Zoe's backyard looks typical for a house in West Philadelphia. There's a big wooden deck and a yard extending another 10 feet back. And then there's the chicken coop.
Come here, girls. Come here. Come here, girls. What do I got?
The four birds converge from all corners of the yard, pecking vigorously at the sunflower seeds she dispenses.
The white one is kind of the ugliest, in my opinion, but she's the best layer. And I was reading somewhere that the uglier the chicken, the better the layer.
Zoe spends about $1.50 a week on chicken feed. In exchange, she gets 2 to 4 fresh eggs a day.
They're really good. They just taste eggier.
But there's a reason she doesn't want me to use her last name. Like many cities around the country, Philadelphia prohibits backyard chickens.
They defecate everywhere. So if somebody's not really diligent in cleaning, I mean, it can get all over the place.
Tara Chernecki is interim director of Philadelphia Animal Care and Control. She says chickens can pose a health hazard if they attract rodents. And she says the birds need a lot of space.
Chickens are like little roosting guys. They like to run around. They do not like to be cooped up in a small area. It's just not fair to them.
But backyard chicken enthusiasts disagree. They're petitioning the city to make chickens legal in Philadelphia, just like they are in hundreds of other cities around the country.
Chicken, chicken, chickens. Come on.
Thomas Kreese keeps 2 chickens in Redwood City, California, a suburb of San Francisco. He writes a blog called UrbanChickens.net, where he tracks successful chicken legalization efforts from Asheville, North Carolina, to Vancouver, British Columbia.
There seems to be more of a push towards, hey, this makes good economic sense for me to be able to have a little bit more food security. I can grow my own garden. I can raise my own chickens for eggs.
And Kreese says one man's chicken poop is another man's fertilizer. He admits that if the chickens are left unattended, they'll make a meal out of his vegetable garden. But he says the trade-off is worth it.
Now I'm going to open the latch to the coop itself. And when I look in, wow, I have 3 eggs.
I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Farm fresh to your door every day, to your radio anyway. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.